does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. First half of the show, we're going to be talking with prized author Pam Colleen, and we're going to be discussing some issues related to fluoride. Very, very important information, very timely also. And then the second half of the show, we're going to have Coach Dan John on, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple, and that'll be later in the show. Before we get started, I have to mention a Facebook page. I'm sorry, post from Tim Udo. He wrote, "It hit me recently, that voice, why I can't stop listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Christopher Walken. You sound a lot like Christopher Walken." I've never been told that before. So that's a new one to me. But thank you anyway, because I love Christopher Walken. I think he's a fantastic actor. Anyway, okay, so let's get on with the interview. Pam Colleen, she's written a book we talked about not too long ago. Many of you bought the book and wrote great reviews about it on the website on Superhuman Radio called Addiction to Hidden Epidemic. I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied this morning. Addiction to Hidden Epidemic. But today we're going to be talking about something a bit timely and a bit important, and that is fluoride. How are you doing, Pam?
I'm good, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. And, you know, it's always baffled me about fluoride. When did fluoride first... when was it first added to the water supply and why?
Well, it basically became policy back in the 1940s or so, and it spread throughout certainly North America and other English-speaking countries as well, Australia, New Zealand, but it never really took off in Europe. In Europe, very few countries fluoridate, and if they do fluoridate, it's very, very, a very small percentage of the country. But it is fairly widespread here in North America. I think it's about 50% of the American cities are fluoridated, and in Canada, about 40%. But what we have recently is cities where they historically did fluoridate, we're starting to see some successes. We're starting to see some cities pull fluoride out of their water.
Before we go there, let's talk a little bit about why. Why did they start adding fluoride to water?
Well, what happened was there were two things going on. Number one, the fertilizer industry created a fluoride compound that was very, very toxic, and they needed to get rid of it. And so basically,
so they convinced somebody to let us drink it?
Yeah, basically they turned humans into waste disposals. That's basically all that fluoride is. It's a waste product from the fertilizer industry, and they couldn't stockpile it. They couldn't put it in the air because it was toxic. You know, it sterilized the soil. It would make, you know, it would sicken wildlife and things like that. So, you know, they needed to get rid of fluoride, and they needed a campaign, a cost-effective campaign for them, and turned it into, you know, a profit for themselves by dumping it into humans. Now, keep in mind, Carl, that at the same time, what we see is a huge increase, or, you know, an incremental increase in our consumption of sugar. So 2CK, of course, was a problem, and the sugar industry needed something to distract people from what sugar was doing to our teeth. So fluoride came along as the hero, and it was a hero for both camps. It was a hero for the sugar industry, and it was a hero for the fertilizer industry that needed to get rid of this stuff.
I've heard people talk about fluoride and its effect on teeth as too much fluoride is dangerous and actually can make teeth porous and break down easily. Isn't that true?
Well, what's happening now is about 30% of children are developing fluorosis, or this modeling of the teeth that we see from excess exposure to fluoride. And the CDC is finally acknowledging this and actually making their parameters more limited as to what cities are allowed to add. So their spread prior to their recent announcement Their spread was 0.7 parts per million to 1.2 parts per million that were allowed to be added to city water. And now they're taking a more conservative stance and only allowing a maximum limit of 0.7 parts per million. Now, for people like myself and Dr. Paul Connick and the over 3,000 people who have signed the petition to get fluoride out of city water, you know, 0.7 parts per million is a minor victory. A major victory would be to say zero added fluoride to our waters.
Now, fluoride is extremely toxic, so we understand that. And we get fluoride, the fluoride in toothpaste, which is supposed to have the same benefits as fluoride in the water. Why put fluoride in water if there's fluoride in toothpaste already?
Exactly, and that's the prevailing question is, the science actually shows that ingesting fluoride doesn't help reduce tooth decay. However, there is some research that shows that it might help if you use it on the surface. And one analogy that a scientist put out was that, you know, to prevent burning of the skin, you might put on some suntan lotion. You put it on the surface of your skin. You don't drink the suntan lotion.
Right.
But and that's the same analogy with fluoride. You want to put it on your tooth, on the surface of your tooth, if you're trying to prevent tooth decay.
Who mandates that fluoride be added to water? Do municipalities or cities say, hey, we have to have fluoride in water?
Well, they're listening to quote-unquote experts. So they're listening to the American Dental Association. They're listening to public health. So they're listening to all these experts who have been on the pro-fluoride, train for many, many years.
I wouldn't listen to the ADA if they told me how to feed my dog. If for all these decades they condone putting mercury in people's mouths. So.
It's very difficult to let go of a belief system. It's very difficult to admit when you're wrong, and these people are having a really tough time eating crow.
Is it that it's difficult to admit that when you're wrong, or is it because in the United States, and maybe even in other countries, we're so litigious that a lot of these people are afraid to say, hey, you know, we screwed up. It's really no good for you because all of the lawsuits that will come out of the woodwork.
Believe me, that thought has crossed my mind. I haven't heard of any lawsuits coming forward where cities have actually pulled fluoride out of their water. But I can't say it's an impossible, you know, scenario to draw up.
Yeah, I've always thought about going back to the ADA. I've always thought if they came out and said, you know, we really screwed up. You know, that whole mercury thing in your mouth, we were really wrong about that. And so we're going to say no more mercury in your mouth. And then people are going to go, yeah, but what about the mouthful of mercury I have now? You need to pay to have this removed. You guys were wrong. You endorsed this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so sometimes the problem with the mea culpa, you know, in a perfect world, a mea culpa should be rewarded. You know, but thank you for coming forth. But in the real world, lawsuits come out. You know, my uncle died, and they said it was mercury poisoning. It was from his amalgam fillings. Or, you know, my daughter got sick, and it's a toxic fluoride toxicity that she got. She came from the water. I want to sue the city now.
We should talk about some of the side effects of fluoride, because it's very, very toxic. And, you know, there's thousands of research studies, Carl, that now show that fluoride is toxic. And unfortunately, you know, the experts are really disregarding a lot of this research, even though Nobel laureates are coming forward and saying, get this stuff out of the water. We have, research groups like the NRC, National Research Council, that's coming forward and presented a 500-plus page report after scrutinizing thousands of research articles on fluoride and came to the conclusion that, you know, fluoride was definitely a risk in certain areas, like where the glands are concerned, for example. The pineal glands, fluoride can accumulate in the pineal glands and disrupt your body's, potentially disrupt your body's production of melatonin, which, of course, helps you sleep at night. We see, you know, the possibility that it could increase the risk of osteosarcoma in young boys. That's a very, very deadly, potentially deadly form of lung cancer. We see that, that this particular substance, this very toxic substance, is neurotoxic as well. And there's over 20 published studies that show that it can decrease IQ in children.
Really?
Yes, it's terrible. And yet,
we continue to put it in our water, and even in the parts per million that we put it in our water, people who drink, well, I have this tap water that's unfiltered. You're stupid. So maybe this is Darwinian at its best, because the natural selection process is going to take place. You're going to die sooner than everybody else, hopefully before you actually give birth to children. Because if you drink tap water, you're crazy. Never mind the fluoride. I want to talk more about some of the other chemicals that they put in water. But drinking unfiltered water in this day and age, you might as well just, take a tiny pinch of arsenic every day. We're talking with Pam Colleen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Testosterone is the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole says it's had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or a fine supplement for soul. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, European series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks keep growing your strength grows all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the other supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taken below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at BaldwinNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised by you at Super Human Radio. They carry all of our APS guides, technology scientists, and primordial performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit BaldwinNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. If you're going to get us a further order, you won't be disappointed. BaldwinNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Have you tried Quest Protein Bars yet? If you have not, go to superhumanradio.com and get your two free Quest Protein Bars. These are full-size bars. You pay nothing for them. You don't have to pay shipping and handling. They are the best protein bars in the world. I'll be eating one today for lunch. Who am I kidding? I'll be eating them all day long. They're great. Check them out. Quest Protein Bars. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. When we went into the break, we were talking about some of the damaging effects of fluoride in the water. And I was saying, I'm going to repeat it in case I didn't piss enough people off already, that if you drink tap water, you're stupid. God knows what's in tap water today. You're letting the government, you're letting local municipal governments decide what goes in your body. You better just forget about it. But Pam, With the amount of fluoride that people consume, if they are, in fact, drinking the required amounts of water each day, and they're using tap water to satisfy that, how much can we actually get in our bodies over the course of the
year? It's going to be an individual. Nobody can ever tell exactly how much fluoride they're getting, and this is why it's a very unethical practice because, you know, any physician out there, if they're writing a prescription, there's a controlled dose. You know your patient. You can monitor how they do on the drug. And when they're putting this fluoride compound in our city waters, they're giving it to people of all sizes with all sorts of different health conditions where this particular drug, and make no mistake, Carl, this is a drug, okay? So the form of fluoride that they're using in this water is a drug. In fact, it also acts in the body as a pesticide as well, but never mind. it's totally unethical for people to not have informed consent. Unfortunately, when you're drinking water randomly like you are, there's no way to know over the course of the day how much fluoride you're taking in. If you're eating, sprayed fruits and vegetables as well, you know, there's a lot of pesticides that use fluoride as an active ingredient in that spray, and so you could be getting more fluoride from your fruits and vegetables as well. And so, accumulatively, it's hard to say over the course of a day how much you're taking in.
Now, I did a show yesterday with Sally Fallon. You know Sally because you actually interviewed her for your book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. And we talked about vitamin A. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was vitamin A's effect on the thyroid. Because I am suspicious. I believe that most people in the United States today, the large majority of people in the United States today have subclinical hypothyroidism. I believe that it's at the root of the number of people who snore. We know that snoring and sleep apnea can be linked to an underproductive thyroid and its effect on the local tissue, especially the soft palate and the heart and everything that's closest to it. So we have this siege on the thyroid in this day and age from so many different things, toxins and so on. Isn't it true that fluoride also compromises the thyroid?
Oh, yes, it's very well established in the literature that shows that it is an interference. And one way that fluoride can interfere with the functioning of the thyroid is because it is a halogen, and there are other competing halogens involved as well. So you have, not only do we have fluoride, we have bromine and chlorine, and, of course, iodine is a halogen as well, and that's what we need. That's the halogen, that's the element that we need to help support our thyroid. But because we're taking in so many other halogens, it interferes with our body's ability to use the iodine. And iodine works very closely with vitamin A. In fact, I know Sally tells a story about a woman who, I think it was a woman or a man anyway, who approached her at one of her conferences and said, you know, that this individual's mother was from a small village in Eastern Europe, and she was the only person in this village who didn't like eating butter, that she avoided eating butter. And wouldn't you know it, she was the only person in that village that developed a goiter.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Wow. And now, getting back to the whole halogen, fluoride, bromide, and chloride linkage, you know, we a lot of municipalities have abandoned chlorine as the agent to kill pathogens in water, and they've gone to something called, I want to say it's called chloridamide, something like that. I may be getting it really off base, but it's a spin-off of chloride, and what they've learned about it is that it interacts differently than the chlorine that they were using, and that's where all of this, something six that's in the water that was the subject of the movie Erin Brockovich.
You know, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to recall.
If anybody's on Facebook, you can write it up there. It's like platinum six or nickel six or something that they're finding in all the tap water right now that's a powerful carcinogen. And it's not that it's finding its way into the tap water. It's actually a byproduct of what they're using instead of chlorine today. The point I'm trying to make is this. They're putting chemicals in our water. We're not even looking at the interactions between these chemicals when they're combined. What's spinning off and being created as well.
That's right. And you know, I've been hearing all this with some people, and You know, it's one thing to talk about fluoride, and if we can get it out of our city water, that's great. But there's so many other things that are wrong with city water. You know, we have aluminum that's being added in there as well to keep it so that it has that crystal clear look. They add copper to it as an antifungal. And, you know, I see copper toxicity in, you know, over 90% of the people that I'm helping. And, of course, they have a gamut of symptoms related to copper toxicity, whether it's chronic fatigue, you know, and other psychological problems, and even bipolar, schizophrenia, addiction as well, it can be related to copper toxicity. So, you know, they're adding a lot of different toxins to our city water, and unfortunately, we're just going after fluoride right now, but there's so much else that they can do to clean up our water supplies.
Now, what are some of the, what are the specific symptoms of fluoride poisoning?
I'm sure, you know, if you go into the literature based on the dosage, I know that Dr. Conant has said things like, you know, there is record of people dying from overexposure, but, I don't have the references at my fingertips. His book, The Case Against Fluoride, is very, very thoroughly written, very well referenced. And, of course, Dr. Conant's website is www.fluoridealert.org. And he just keeps culminating that data so people can, you know, be better.
He's of the opinion that there are three key issues at stake here, correct? You told me during the pre-interview.
I did an interview with Dr. James Beck, who is a co-author of the book, The Case Against Fluoride. And Dr. Beck is a retired professor from the University of Calgary, and he's a medical physicist, and he's been exploring the fluoride issue now for well over 10 years. And he and Dr. Conant and one other scientist wrote the book, and basically they summarized the book as putting out the message to the public that fluoride is not safe, it's not effective, and it's unethical. So those are the three main points that they want to pull out from the book. And fortunately, we have Dr. Conant coming to our town, coming to our city on March the 2nd, we have a big room at the library, and we're going to try once and for all to get fluoride out of our city water. Dr. Conant, wherever you're listening to this show, Dr. Conant is an essential piece to this puzzle. If you can get him to come and speak in your city, do so, because he is a passionate speaker. He's very, very, you know, he knows his research, and now that his book is out, of course, it's great ammunition to help educate your city council.
You know, I was just reading on the internet that in the low doses that are currently used in water, young children tend to develop something called dental fluorosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, and it usually happens during tooth development, the critical period being between 1 and 4 years old. I would have to imagine that children in the inner city and economically underserved, where buying bottled water or filtered water are probably at greater risk of this.
Yes, and this ties into the ethical question as well, because people who are living in poverty, you know, they don't have the money to go out and find an alternative, whether it's filters or whether it's bottled water. And, you know, I feel an obligation to help protect those people, at least by getting the fluoride out, so that it's one less concern that they have to think about, especially where their children are concerned. Because, you know, 30% of children today are showing signs of fluorosis. And this is unacceptable. It's a clear sign of the link between, you know, fluoride toxicity and the fact that it's really not all that it's cracked up to be when it comes to dental health.
When you think about it, they put fluoride in water to help children fight tooth decay. And what the fluoride does instead is cause black and brown stains, cracking, pitting. It's actually called mottling, M-O-T-T-L-I-N-G, of the teeth. And so it begs the question, if this is the best you can do to help fight tooth decay is to make the teeth pitted and brown-looking, what are you really doing here?
Because your teeth are really, a mirror to what's going on to the rest of the bones in your body. You know, when you see that mottling in the teeth, of course, what else is going on? And, of course, they have found research to show that, you know, fluoride can contribute to weakening of the bones and bone fractures and things like that.
Isn't it interesting that they actually use fluoride to treat osteoporosis, sodium fluoride?
Well, and that's just a clear juxtaposition. They shouldn't be doing that. You know, it weakens the bone. That's how it works.
Wow.
It makes the bone more brittle. you know, I mean, they're just, they're so desperate to get rid of this stuff. It's unbelievable. I mean, when you have a city that was fluoridated and you take the fluoride out of the water, there's no change in dental health. People's dental health doesn't get worse. In Europe, where they don't fluoridate, their dental health is just as good as ours.
Right.
It's not better. So, you know, the research is just unfounded when you really look at the data.
Have you ever heard the term fluoropolymer fabric?
No.
A fluoropolymer, one, is Teflon. And, you know, there's already lots of research out there about people who have been eating, cooking Teflon, using Teflon cookware and not using the proper utensils where the Teflon actually gets scraped off and you end up ingesting it. They're saying that that's a neurotoxin over time.
Oh, yeah. I think it was in Minnesota where the substance ended up in their rivers, and, oh, yeah, they got into a lot of trouble for dumping that toxin.
Well, Teflon is a byproduct of fluoride.
It's a fluoropolymer. Yeah.
So we're talking about stuff that's really very dangerous, and people are just chumming it down. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the recent victories as it relates to fluoridated water. We're talking today with Pam Colleen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserm 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or with final supplements or so. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the program. Ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Turnabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnabol takes advantage of the patented liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabol, PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Barr has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilizes one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The agent that is showing up in our top one right now that I couldn't think of before is Chromium 6. And I think it's interesting that the mainstream media is promoting that Chromium 6 levels don't pose any threat. That the levels that are in water are naturally occurring. When it's well known that the agent that they replace chlorine with, a byproduct of it once it's added to water is Chromium 6. I can't believe that this is the naturally occurring levels that are released from stone and shale and rock and so on. Once you realize that it's the water is manufacturing it itself right now because of the agents that they're putting in it. So, and I love this, you know, Pam, you know what I love? I love people who are supposed authorities in this area who tell us, it's nothing to worry about. It's, you're worrying about nothing. This is not supposed to be present in our water, period. Chlorine is not supposed to be in our water, period.
No, it's a drug, and the other agents that you find in water that are purposefully being used are there to disinfect the water, whereas this is added strictly as a drug, and it doesn't need to be in there. And as we know, it's not safe, it's not effective, and it's unethical. So for those reasons, just pull it out, just turn off the tap. It's as simple as turning off the tap.
Why do we have to? And this is going to be a really dumb question, I'm sure, but I mean, it also is rhetorical. Why do we have to put chlorine and stuff in bottled water that we buy at the store, but they have to put it in tap water?
Well, the bottled water industry isn't very well regulated, Carl. I don't know. You know, there's no guarantee what on earth is going into this bottled water. It's so poorly regulated.
I drink bottled water exclusively. I drink distilled water, frankly. I don't know if that's good or bad, but... I've never gotten sick or cholera or anything from drinking bottled water. What I'm curious about how bottled water can stay clean and drinkable without adding chlorine. Is it because...
Well, I think a lot of the bottled waters might be ozonated, to help reduce the risk of infection.
Okay.
But the problem is that as those bottles are sitting on a shelf over days and weeks, you can see the increase of infectious agents in bottled water. You don't want to have bottled water sitting on a shelf for too long, sitting in warm temperatures. You just don't want that.
But now, is municipal water recycled? Do we recycle? I mean, in other words, I know that there's these sewage treatment plants in every city. So do they take the water, remove the sewage, recycle it, clean it up, and then we drink it again?
I don't know how it's done city by city. That's how we do it here in London. They recycle it through a sewage system and clean it up. And basically, yes, it's recycled.
So the water that we flush down the toilet ends up coming back out of the tap, and eventually it's,
I think that's pretty much how it's done. I'm an expert on that level.
There is something really wrong with that when you think about it. Why the hell are we even recycling water?
But just keep in mind, though, the systems that are in place right now, no matter how it's being done city by city, it's going to be a very expensive conversion to change what they have established for the last 5 decades, for example.
Right.
So if people are out there saying we need ultraviolet or we need to do it, with other systems, well, imagine the conversion, the cost of that. So that's another reason why cities are really turning a blind eye to this issue with regards to the overall cleanliness of the water. With fluoride, it's simple. You just turn off the tap. But in terms of increasing the quality of our city water, that's going to take a lot of work.
Now, we've had some wins, so to speak, some victories in the area of fluoride. Why don't you talk about the cities and what they've done?
Well, actually, there's a recent story, and it's a New York City councilman, Peter Bologna, who introduced the bill today that basically is trying to, ban the use of fluoride in city water. And that will actually save the city about $7 million, Carl. So in a time where we have a bad economy and they can save $7 million just by turning off the tap, I think that's very meaningful.
And you mean $7 million in what they pay for fluoride, for fluoride?
All the costs that are attached to fluoride in terms of buying the content, maintaining, hiring somebody to add it, all of the costs that are associated with adding fluoride to our city water. I've been told recently that we have a local city woman, a councilwoman who's on side, and she told me that it's about 90 cents a person per year that it costs to put fluoride in city water.
That's shocking, and it shouldn't be in there in the first place.
They could save 90 cents a person every year.
Now, what's going on in San Diego? Didn't you say that San Diego is fighting to have fluoride taken out of the water?
Yeah, San Diego and Calgary, Alberta as well. So what, if you do live in those cities, what I would recommend is just Google in fluoride San Diego and even go to Facebook. I know a lot of these anti-fluoride groups have Facebook pages. And just get involved at that level and educate your local city council.
Now, we talked earlier about the fact that fluoride, because it compromises the thyroid, that's obviously bad, but there is some other linkage that brings it back into the whole addiction undertow, if you will.
In my book, basically I'm talking about the fact that we have so much depression in society today. And, 70% of people struggling with depression are suffering in silence because, they've tried antidepressant drugs and they didn't work, or they've gone for counseling and it didn't work. They're just suffering in silence, and they don't seem to know what's causing the depression. Now, I'm never going to suggest it's as simple as avoiding fluoride because there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies and toxicities involved when you're not feeling well, when you're moody or tired or when you're not sleeping at night. So, but one thing we know for sure is that fluoride is an interference with the thyroid gland, and that the thyroid gland does have an influence on your mood. So if you have low thyroid, you can feel fatigued, you can feel depressed. And when you're not feeling well, when you're feeling depressed, these are the people who are more inclined to seek out an addiction. And so even the World Health Organization is saying that by 2020, depression is going to be the second leading cause of disability worldwide. Right now, depression is our leading cause of disability here in North America.
Really?
And I don't think a lot of people know that, and it's really costing us billions of dollars every year, and it's increasing our risk, of course, of becoming addicted to whether it's an addictive activity or a substance. And I believe that the human body, like Sally Fallon says, we've developed to have a perfect blueprint, and we're damaging that blueprint. And in damaging that blueprint, of course, we're manifesting all sorts of problems, whether it's chronic health problems, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or whether it's our mood being compromised with things like depression. And, I just don't think that we evolved to have all these problems.
It's funny because there really is a perfect storm taking place. If someone said to you, how could you destroy a civilization? How can you take a civilization that's thriving and strong, productive and upwardly mobile, and completely shut it down? You would say, well, first, poison the macronutrients. Change the quality of the food. Take all of the healthy fat out of their diet that helps the benefits on mood. I mean, Stephenson proved that when he tried to eat exclusively lean meats instead. I mean, he became depressed. He became anxiety-ridden and so on. And we have a government that's promoting fat as bad and promoting low-fat diets and eating high-carbohydrate diets. If they said, what could we do to these people to totally destroy the framework of the human condition? Well, we could make them, we could break each piece of their body if we want to, but let's go to the control center. Let's change the landscape of the brain. And that's what we do here. We have high caffeine drinks that give us a surge of energy, and we don't sleep well. And there's lots of theories on that, but let's face it, there's a whole cosmic storm going on that are keeping people from truly getting true restorative sleep in this day and age. poison the food, poison the water, poison the air, sit them in a swamp RF of radio frequency so that their brain is constantly stimulated, give them neurotoxins like glutamates and so on and so forth. I mean, when you really think about it, I'll tell you why it's frustrating to me. Because life would be so much easier if it was like, here's what we're doing wrong. Here, this one thing. But you have to, we need a reboot button. We need to be able to reboot this, everything. It's like everything, the water, the air, the food we eat, you know, the lifestyles we live. It's like, it's going to bring us to a halt someday.
Yeah, exactly. You see, it's so, you know, appropriate that we're talking about Florida today after Sally Fallon was on because, number one, Dr. Weston A. Price, and Sally, of course, is the founder and president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Weston A. Price was against the use of adding fluoride to the city water. But what he did in his genius, of course, was determine what did create healthy teeth. And it's everything you're talking about, Carl. It's, you know, what is really causing our physical degeneration, and it's, we need the animal fats in order to support our bone health. That means our teeth, of course. And, you know, it's not a fluoride deficiency that's causing tooth decay. It's our diet. It's this highly industrialized diet that we've been following now for several decades that's causing our tooth decay. It's not a fluoride deficiency. In fact, fluoride isn't even an essential nutrient.
I remember someone, I forget who said this to me, but we were talking about antidepressants one day, and someone said to me, well, you should ask your doctor before you take an antidepressant, is that what my body is deficient in? In other words, do you want to give this to me because you're replacing something that my body is deficient in? Is my body deficient in this SSRI? And really, that's what it comes down to. We shouldn't be putting anything in our bodies that was never designed to be in our bodies.
Well, that's what's more than antidepressants, you know. I mean, it's...
because let's face it, if you're depressed, having your teeth be stained could only push you over the edge to suicide. So...
Well, you know, it's a very toxic medication and interrupts, you know, our nervous system. It interrupts our endocrine system. It's not a healthy substance to be adding to the body. The research is very clear. The scientists, over 3,000 scientists, have signed a petition worldwide to get this substance out of city water. I think there's something very telling when you have Nobel laureates saying, you know, this stuff is toxic. Don't force feed it, essentially, to innocent little beings.
Right.
And even the ADA, a few years ago, basically set out guidelines saying that mothers should not be using fluoridated city water to mix their formulas with. Can you imagine that, Carl? And back at that time, I believe this was in 2006, the CDC supported that. And nobody heard about this in the news.
This is really sad. It's just sad. It's so sad. You know, we have one life. I don't care what religious slant you have. You know, we have this life. We want to get it right. And the last thing we need is people poisoning us. It's almost like you're hanging from a building and all of these agencies that are supposed to be there to, quote, unquote, guide and protect you are stepping on your fingers while you're hanging from this building. It's really sad. Let's take our last commercial break with this interview. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Pam Colleen. And then later in the show, we're going to have Coach Dan John on talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance Enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential possible side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more. You would have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. And you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexSpin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in KNC eye drops. I've been using KNC for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find KNC eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. KNC eye drops. The name says it.
It's super easy.
He's up. He's down there.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We still have another set of power blocks, 15 dumbbells to give away for the month of January. Go to superhumanradio.com. Enter to win a $349 pair of power block dumbbells. My guest is our Pam Colleen. Right now, we're kind of talking about the linkage between addiction and fluoride and other poisons in our water. It's terrible when you think about it. The air is destroyed. The water is destroyed. You know, we're running out of time here.
I did a talk on vaccines back in November, and I created a slide just to try and get this message to the audience about, you know, how we're being so used by marketers and by industry in the whole. And one side of my slide, I had an image of agricultural products and showing, you know, how many inputs that they can sell to a farmer, the more money corporations make. So you have your pesticides, you have your fertilizers, you have all sorts of sprays. The more sprays, the more products they can sell a farmer, and they're called inputs, of course, the greater the cost to a farmer, but the greater the profit to corporations. And the human body is a very similar dumping ground for a lot of products that we simply don't need. But the more marketers can convince us that we need these things, these are not things that we actually need, but they make us feel like we need them. You know, so we may want the product, but we really don't need the product. And so we are really just, you know, a wasting dump for all sorts of things, like, you know, wrinkle cream. We don't need these things. We don't need fluoride. We don't need GMOs. You know, there's so many things that they convince us that we can't live without. I mean, look at the beauty industry, the fashion industry. You know, they make us feel like we couldn't live without these products. And yet, you know, before the 1930s, we had very little compared to what we have today. And we were happier back then than we are now.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people who say that they wish they were born in an earlier time because it was more enjoyable, less stressful, more peaceful, and more. I think it really is more manageable. I mean, when you look at how cluttered our lives are today, you know, you got cell phones, you're getting emails now coming to your handset. You know, so before it reached out to the office, you got your emails. Now people are emailing you, writing you, got text messages, emails, phone calls, following you everywhere, and it's almost like sensory overload after a while.
Happening right now. We have an economic downturn, and during this economic downturn, one would think that we would reevaluate our priorities and start switching to things that we really, really need versus things that we want. And I hope that many people are out there evaluating these things. And you know, there are groups that have started up. They have monthly meetings, and I know that they have chat rooms and websites and books out. But it's called the Simplicity Movement. And they're basically trying to encourage people to simplify their lives so they don't have huge credit card burdens or, you know, having to, you know, purchase beyond their means with houses or cars or what have you. So, you know, it's a matter of really just taking a step back and questioning the marketing tactics, what we're being sold, how they're selling it to us, and really, you know, just sort of learning to say no a little bit more, learning to set up more boundaries.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen that easily, because people are convinced that consumption is indicative of happiness. You know, it's another one of those addictive issues. When you think about it, you know, when people sometimes somebody gets a handful of money, you know, and they almost have a manic moment where like they have to go and spend it. They want to go out and buy something and spend money and float around. And then when they're broke, they have those depressive moments where they're, like, broke and they can't enjoy themselves until they get some more money again. It's a very common...
I wrote about it in my book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. And basically, when people are on the shopping frenzy, they're pushing out a lot of dopamine, so it makes them feel really,
right.
really good. And then when they go home and they realize that they overspent, or they look at the product again and they realize they're disappointed with it, then the dopamine drops and they have what's known as buyer's remorse.
Right. Well, that's what buyer's remorse comes from, huh?
Yeah, it's the rush of dopamine and then the crash of dopamine.
Yeah. And so, you know, and the reality is that no matter what we do, there are healthy levels of everything. You know, my dad used to love to say everything in moderation, and it's a very, very accurate statement. Let me tell my audience, for those who've never heard about the book or didn't hear the original interview, more about the book. The book is called...
It's Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and it's subtitled Common Sense Solutions for Our Number One Health Problem. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book is because today I feel our children, it's not just me, it's research is showing that our children are in big trouble. You know, about 20% of children today are struggling at some time in their childhood with some sort of mental disorder. And this is unprecedented in the history of mankind. And I feel that we all have an obligation as adults to protect our children, and we're not doing a very good job of it right now. And with this increase in mental disorders, of course, what we're going to see in these children is higher rates of addiction, especially as they get older, because they didn't solve the reason why they felt so off in the first place. So why are these children having so much trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Why can't they concentrate when they're studying? You know, why are they being so disobedient and so, you know, negative in their behavior in general? I mean, there's just a lot of problems happening with our children today. And, you know, if they're being drugged, unfortunately, the drug is going to damage an already damaged brain, not to mention the fact that in turning to a drug means that the parents are ignoring the fact that the problem is probably nutritional in the first place. So as this child gets older, unfortunately, you know, what are they going to do in their 20s to try and feel good? What are they going to turn to, whether it's a legal drug or an illegal drug? They're not going to feel good. They're not going to have the energy that maybe you and I had, Carl, when we were younger. I have a frame of reference. I remember, before I crashed with chronic fatigue, I remember having energy. And so I knew what I had to go back to in all of my endeavors in studying nutrition and natural health. But today, children are born compromised. And so what happens to them as they get old? They think feeling that way is normal. They don't know that they're struggling with a really dysregulated biochemistry. so thyroid, adrenal, blood sugar problems, heavy metal toxicities, and so on. And in so many people, when I help a lot of people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, different types of addictions, do what all I have to do is basically help them regulate their biochemistry. And then when the biochemistry comes back, man, their brain starts to think clear. They jump out of bed in the morning. They have so much energy. It is possible, but it's unfortunately, the fatigue and the depression, all of these mood disorders today are becoming more the norm than the exception.
No, I agree. And these kids today are really in trouble, especially with parents being pressured by schools to put their kids on drugs. Nowadays, you get a phone call from the school, and it goes something like this. Your child is presenting some problems in school. We think that you need to see a psychologist. We have some recommendations, psychologists that work with the school. Then the kid goes to the psychologist, and the psychologist says, well, your kid needs this drug, that drug. And then the parents feel pressured because they don't want the kids to get kicked out of school. So they put these kids on drugs that change the landscape of the brain chemistry. At such a young age, this kid has no fighting chance to have a normal life after that. None.
No, and these drugs, they've shown that these drugs, certain ones of these, certain, ADHD drugs can actually increase the child's risk of developing things like cancer. These drugs also have been shown to stunt children's growth. I mean, it's just devastating, the effects of these drugs on children.
Yeah, and it's sad. And any parent... I'm a parent. I have three kids, and you're always faced with challenges. Am I making the right decision? It's never, ever the right decision to put your child on a long-term pharmaceutical regimen. Never. A drug like an SSRI or Ritalin or any of these drugs. I mean, you have to look back. The kids didn't have ADHD when I was a kid growing up.
No, even my father says, when he was a kid, he said the kids were well behaved, they were respectful of their adults,
I don't mean to oversimplify this, but they were eating healthy fats back then. And you know what? We know that fats impart a sense of well-being, that your brain needs those fats. And nowadays, kids, they don't get fats. Instead, they get carbohydrates.
Two things are happening, this is what I write about in my book, is that the carbohydrates are starving their nervous system and damaging their nervous system because they dysregulate blood sugar levels so much. So the fats are nourishing the nervous system and helping to stabilize blood sugar levels. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's sad because these kids are going to end up on drugs instead. All right, so Pam, we're coming to the end of the interview. How can people get a copy of your book? By the way, everybody who's bought a copy of the book has emailed me or messaged me and told me that the book is so much more than just about addiction. It's about nutrition. It's about so much. It's a fantastic book. Where can people learn more about the book?
Actually, I have links on my website, which is just simply pamphilene.com. And we will link there for Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So essentially those are the two easiest, best sources. And if you want to go to a small local bookstore, hopefully they can order it. And that information is on my website.
So they can walk into Barnes & Noble as well and pick up the book, correct?
I think so. I had a call the other day from somebody in the States, and they were going to go down there, and I asked them to call me if it wasn't possible to get it into the store. So I assume Barnes & Noble can carry it. Yes.
Okay, and your website is Pam Killeen, and Killeen is spelled K-I-L-L-E-E-N.
If anybody wants to give me a call, I'm at 519-488-5376. 519-488-5376.
Listen, Pam, thank you so much for doing Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks so much for everything you're doing, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you want to stay tuned because we're going to have Coach Dane John on next. We're going to talk about his new book, Mass Made Simple. And I'm sure it's going to be a very insightful interview. And we'll be right back. Sissies, if you want to stop listening now, Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's one AndroRx. One AndroRx is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One AndroRx will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one AndroRx by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one AndroRx.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piazole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piazole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or with fire supplements or salt. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are right here at the best prices and fastest customer service at BaldyNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements, outside my group on Superhuman Radio, they carry All-American EFX, healthy sciences, and hormonal controls products at the best prices on the net. Visit BaldyNutrition.com today and check out their complete line of different things that you're going to order. You won't be disappointed. BaldyNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Human reps.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Second half of the show, we're going to have Coach Dan John on in just a second. Just want to remind everybody that we're getting ready a final set of power block quick change dumbbells. It's the 5 to 50 pound set, the new European series. It's a better product, and I love my power blocks. And when I can't get to the gym, I can bust out a whole workout at home with my power blocks, some kettlebells. I mean, you can get it all done, and you should always have gym equipment at home. You have a stove at home. You like to go out to dinner, sure. You're not going to unplug your throw away your stove because you got to cook at home too once in a while. And you should be able to work out at home as well. You can get a free set of power block quick change dumbbells by going to superhumanradio.com and entering the drawing. We're going to be giving away a last set for end of January. We'll be announcing the January winner. It could be you, but it's not going to be you if you don't go and join. My guest today, second half of the show, is Coach Dan John. We're talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple. His last book, Never Let Go, is a favorite of mine. Dog-eared, tattered, food spilled on it. I love reading it. He's the Will Rogers of the physical culture industry, in my opinion, because his book is not only about training, but it's about life. He always tries to impart life lessons on his readers. How are you doing, Coach John?
I am doing so well today. Seriously, it's just a lovely day in the Bay Area, and I don't know if it could get any better right now.
Good. So, I know for a fact that Never Let Go is a huge fan favorite. I always receive emails from people who dig up the old show and then buy the book and say, what a great book this is. I even had people post on my Facebook this morning. I'm trying to find it right now about today's show. Let's see what they said here. David Wilson said, don't take this the wrong way, but I have a huge man crush on Coach Dan John. And Jack Gerlekian said, Dan is the man. He's great. You always get this kind of response when people hear you're around, don't you?
Well, according to my wife, yes.
It is true. You are like the Will Rogers of our industry. There's pearls of wisdom in everything that you write. It's so much more than just about building a body. It's about building the whole thing, the spirit, the mind, and everything. When did you become? Did you study philosophy? I forgot if I asked you this already.
No, actually, I was playing Crazy Jerry when I was in college. Taught me to take philosophy courses, and you know, my advanced degrees are in history and theology, but I took a lot of philosophy in college. And the funny thing is, you know, I'd go into the classroom, and, you know, I was a Division I business store. I mean, I'm not a small human being. Of course, you walk into philosophy, everyone's wearing black, and they're all smoking, they're all, you know, complaining about some French nihilist from, you know, 1420 doing something. And I'd be like, yeah, this applies to business drawing, because I would say that. It's funny, because Professor Johnson really liked that. I would apply what he said about Wittgensteinian philosophy into coaching and training into my life.
It's right, Coach. I was going to say, it was a lot happened to your life at that time, but it was about life, yeah.
But the thing is, if you can't apply your philosophy, your theology, your history, your story to your life, then go back home tonight right now and start working on that.
Yeah.
You know, if the sacrifice of those guys in World War II doesn't mean anything to you, well, you need to think about why it does.
Right.
Right. And I believe that about a lot of things, you know. And, yeah, hey, well, thanks for telling me that. That kind of made my little morning.
Yeah, but we're going to pile on now. Okay, so why Mass Made Simple? Are there enough books out there that tell us how to put slabs of muscle on our bodies?
Well, okay, there's four principles behind the book. But let me just answer that question first. You know, here's the thing. I didn't want to write it. People kept saying, and this is not an exaggeration. Larry Graber will tell you this. I can certainly just tell you, I could bore you with a bunch of stories, but people have been asking me, how, you know, I've been coaching a long time at the high school level, and whenever I'm out of school, within a few years, the sports program begins to make these nice improvements. And one of the reasons is because in the weight room, we're doing this very simple, we do this very simple program, and it's not fun, and for the kids who take it serious, life-changing changes. Now, here's the one. You probably have three great mass-building moments in your life. One's around puberty, probably the second one is when you first start lifting weights, or, you know, like a guy who joins the Marine Corps and then after boot camp. And then the third time is when you consciously try to build mass. And what I've been noticing through the years is that guys go from mass program to mass program to mass, that, you know, And it doesn't work. They all work. Everything works, but it's like they're not getting the results. Because when they're trying to do a mass building program, they're also doing 10,000 crunches. They're trying to get leaner. They're trying to even out their biceps.
Right.
They're trying to do too many things. And so what I finally did a couple of years ago is I said, okay, I don't want the rest of your life. Give me 6 weeks. Now, if you're a wrestler, give me 6 weeks after wrestling season. Football, 1 month or so after football. But then we're just going to go, we're going to focus on one little thing. And it works. It's a six-week program. It works pretty well. I think I have some nice people to base it on. And we've had some amazing successes. In fact, the guys online who have tried it have done really, really extraordinarily well. I don't want to be too specific. I don't want to, you know, call anybody out. But one guy is telling me that he is having results that 8 pounds in 2 weeks of body mass. Now, that's not a lot, right?
No, that is a lot.
But his bench press went up in the program about 60 pounds.
8 pounds in 2 weeks is a substantial amount of weight. But we're assuming that at least, you know, 70% of it is lean body mass and not fat.
Well, it had to be because he said he's blown out of everything he owns. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying, and I'm not, what I'm saying is he here's the thing he did, though. He did the program as written. He didn't, you know, he didn't go off and play water polo the next day, climb Mount Kilimanjaro the day after, and those were his off days. I mean, he really took it seriously. And that's, you know, if I was going to throw him one thing to success in any of these kind of programs, it would be what I just said. If you're going to start building mass, you've got to learn to be more of a thrower. You've got to learn to sit down more. You've got to lay down. You've got to watch TV sitting down. You've got to be a if I was going to throw out one thing for your people today, on mass building programs, just build mass. Don't worry about your
specialize in it. In other words, don't try to combine it with fat building protocols. Don't try to combine it with strength building protocols. Just do the things that we know are going to add muscle.
Exactly. So that's what people try to get their bench press up in 6 weeks. They'll finish this kind of, you know, elaborate, you know, say like multi-exercise bench press thing, and then jump on the treadmill or the bicycle to burn some fat off. It's like, well, what you just told your body is that, yeah, that was important, but so is this and so is that. You can only really have so many accommodations at a time.
And when you think about building mass, look to the factory farmers. They take cows and beef cattle, and they want them to move as little as possible. Look at Kobe beef. They massage them, and they keep them penned up so they can't even go anyplace. So they don't want any energy used to anything but building muscle. Not for walking, not for breathing, not for anything.
Well, and it's a hard thing to get across to people. And that's why you end up with so many guys in the gym who've got a lot of qualities, but none of them are supposed to. You know, they have some definition. They have a little bit of deltoid. You know, they got some, you know, like I always joke about, the guys will email me that they want to look good naked. And it's spelled N-E-K-K-I-D. You know,
right.
True, that's how they spell it.
Right.
And the joke I always make back is, well, you have to, because the only time anyone will ever notice that you've even lifted weights is when you're naked. Because when you're wearing clothes, no one can tell.
Right.
You know, so they become real masters at doing 100 different things.
So the idea of being a jack of all trades is not a good thing to bring into your training regimen, it sounds like.
Well, no. I mean, think about that. The great decathlete, Brian Clay. I mean, Brian Clay is one of the most amazing athletes ever strived the earth. You know, I understand in the decathlon competition, he threw 55 meters, 180 feet, which is stunning. But that is 70 feet behind the world record.
Right.
You know, when the decathlete throws the shot over 50, it's amazing.
Right.
It's two-thirds of the world record.
Right.
So, those guys are very often. So, in other words, what I'm trying to say, I guess, is that being a jack of all trades gets you about two-thirds of the
goal. There you go. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Coach Ken John about his new book, Mass Made Simple. You can get a copy of the book by going to DaveDraper.com. We'll be right back.
All of my favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and the fastest customer service at AllTheNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements are Amazon, Vitamin, and Super Human Radio. They carry all of our big BFFs, LED sciences, and primordial performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit AllTheNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Get the chance to order your order and you won't be disappointed. AllTheNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe at AllTheNutrition.com.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slim. Need2Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slim today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl said.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print for 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Prince Dan John this hour about his new book, Math Made Simple. This is really an interesting book, and first of all, several things I really like about it. The first thing I like about it is it's a six-week program. It's short. You're going to know whether or not it's working for you really quickly. Number two, the book is really more like a manual, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe I did this. I swore I would never do a program, but you guys all broke me down. You tore me apart. I try to give everything that I would. Everything I would tell you that if you were with me, I put it there. So there is a whole bunch, there is a mental toolkit in there, you know, and it talks about, okay, for 6 weeks, man, you got, you know, this is the elephant you have to chew. You have to eat a pound a day, eat a pound every hour, you know, that kind of thing. The other thing, too, is that it is 6 weeks, and people say, well, okay, they speak about already having fun with me. If you believe in one-size-fits-all programs, now, I don't, but I do have a principle about this. Everybody's the same, but just different enough that you have to tweak things a little.
Right.
And I think that's true. I think that, you know, neurologically we're all the same.
Yeah.
I've met people who are neurologically superior to me in every way, shape, and form. You know, when I was in the ninth grade, there was a guy who could just, the first time he saw a gymnastics move, the first time, could do it. He was just better than me. I've worked with guys who are 7'4". They're just taller than me. So everything sort of works, but then you have to put it into your own. How does it work for you? And that's, there's two aspects of that. One point on the call is that you have to take, and I think it's about one thing a week, to see, if you do everything at once, how do you know what's working?
That's working right, exactly.
And that's, if I was to say there is a sin of most people in training,
And it comes down to impatience. It's like we don't have the patience, and we don't care, so we're just going to do it all. So the truth of the matter is, most people don't care what's working as long as something's working. So they'll just do it all.
Well, for example, I know people that would take, for example, they thought about creatine, and in the same week they also found out about taking protein before you go to bed. Okay.
Right.
So they take creatine and protein before they go to bed, and they have something wrong with their stomach.
Right.
Which one was it? Now, how about you made super progress? Well, was it the creatine or was it the protein before dinner? My principle is always, you know, you do something, a nutritional tweak, give it some time to see if it works. And here's the upside. If you take 6 weeks to approach something like this, whatever works for you, and it's an interesting thing, it's going to be an alpha and omega relationship.
Right.
There are nutritional tweaks that worked for you in the 6 weeks, that worked really well, remember that one forever. That might be your ticket. But at the same time, you also have to remember that thing that failed miserably, that worked. Okay, 10 of your friends tried something, you tried it, and it didn't work. Okay, why? Okay, say that creates intrigue.
A lot of people were non-responders to creatine. It worked for me, but I know people that they took creatine, they said they didn't notice anything.
Yeah, and so what you do is you stay in that my principle. That's something I might want to revisit, you know, a ways down the road. Maybe for me, creatine doesn't work during X. Oh boy, if I do it during Y, it works wonderful. And that's about my point. So you're going to find in 6 weeks something that is your shaft of gold, the thing that could, you know, be your ticket forever. And you might discover something that, wait a second, this this works for everybody, and didn't work for me. Why? And maybe it's because you were trying too many things at once, maybe it's because, who knows, those are the two things I would hope people come back for. It seems odd, but the thing that works best and the thing that works worse, then you may start to tweak around the thing that works worse, but not very well.
I like the way you've got this laid out. You've got the pages laid out so that people can actually use it as a workbook. They can fill the book out, correct? You have actual work pages, and that's why I said it's more like a manual than just a book that you would read. This is something that you would actually take to the gym with you.
Yeah. Well, it's 172 pages, but like 30 pages, I just thought, 30 pages are what you take to the gym with you.
Right.
Something like that. And then we also have, for example, I mean, we tell you, you know, on day two, I think it is, to go shopping.
Right. And here are some things you should buy.
Yeah. Yeah, here are some things you should buy. Because the funny thing is, when you're trying to build mass, I also tell people, you should always have a gym bag with you when you're on a mass building program. Well, what's in the gym bag? Well, that's your food stash. You know, I work with people all the time, so they're trying to gain mass, and they take in 800 calories on a normal day, and then eat 7 pizzas and drink a lot of beer on Friday, and then they wonder why their goals aren't optimal. You know, if you're trying to build mass, you've got to really, you don't have to be insane about eating, but you've got to be supplying your body with some pretty good food most of the time.
But you just touched on something that happens to be a topic in my life right now. I'm curious what your opinion of alcohol is. If you think like wine, I like to have a glass of red wine with dinner. Am I fouling myself up by doing that?
No, not at all. In fact, one of my favorite diet books ever written is called Martinis and Whipped Cream. And it's about losing body fat by completely eliminating basically carbohydrates.
Right.
And the author's point of view is that, you know, martinis, and this, you can debate this, but martinis are zero carb. Well, it's not completely true to alcohol, but we're not worried about it.
Right.
But the thing about alcohol and, well, red wine, let's be honest, is it good for you? Good as in, is it as healthy as Kobe steak and fish oil? There's a nice
one. No.
Fish oil capsules. It's probably not, but does it have, is there a good, now, the thing is, my wife and I have become wine snobs into California, and now I can only, it's so weird to happen, I only drink expensive wines because now that I know what a good wine tastes like, I can't drink the other stuff.
So
there's been a financial reason I've cut way back on my drinking because you can't be knocking down bottles of $79 bottles of wine.
Right.
You can't have five of them at night. Well, you can, but, you know, there's a... So I would say, you know, everything is reasonable. I mean, I know that one of the best fat loss things you can do is sleep 12 hours a day. I proved it a couple of years ago. You know, you can drop about 13 pounds of body fat. Let me check that. You can drop 13 pounds of something in a week by going to bed 9 hours, taking a 3-hour nap, trying to get it, try to stay in bed 12 hours a day.
Right.
It's a remarkably excellent way to lose weight. Now, at the same time, you've also just given up half your day.
Right.
If you're a parent, you can't do that. If you're a teacher, you probably can't do that. If you work, you idea, you have to back off. I think having a couple glasses of wine at dinner is just fine. You know, having six glasses of wine at dinner, nine scotches, and 12 beers after, probably not so much.
I'm a big proponent of one glass of wine with dinner, a nice size glass of wine, just with dinner alone. Assuming that the dinner is not too late in the evening, because I think that I prefer to have the wine earlier than at bedtime, because it does disrupt my sleep if I have it too late in the evening. But one glass of wine, I feel like, is okay. And then I was wondering if it was going to slow my progress down in the gym. That's really where I was coming from. I mean, I don't know if it does or doesn't. I don't know.
I don't know. I know that, like, Rob Wolf talks about in his new book on paleo. He said, you know, if you're drink early. And then so your body has time to deal with it.
Right.
I know that from the power sports tradition, it's hard to keep yourself up at certain levels. There's a wonderful book called 7 Days to Sunday by Elliot Avinoff, and there's this wonderfully famous scene where the NFL players all go to the bar after the second practice, and they all go to the bar after the second practice. And they all order about 12 beers and smoke cigarettes. And it's just like one of those wonderful scenes in a book, like, wow, that's something you don't see very often anymore.
No, not unless John Belushi is in the scene.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often anymore, do you?
No. We're going to get a commercial break in a few minutes, but I want to talk about a couple of things real quick before we go there. Are you a big proponent of the foam roller? I see that you have it in the worksheet of the book, that you want people to work with their foam rollers a little bit.
Okay, I've radically changed my opinions on about two things. One is that, you know, I've never been against foam rolling. And if it helps you mentally go from, you know, working your 9-to-5 job or mentally go from your school day, if you sit on the ground and foam roll for a few minutes and that helps you kind of mentally, you know, change gears, I'm all for it.
Right.
If you just think of it on the ground, I'm against it. And then the other thing I've added is focus on easy static stretches. And that's my friend Mike Boyle said that, you know, athletes need to do a few static stretches. And if you wait, you know, if you do foam roll, static stretch, and then some simple dynamic work, the static stretches won't have a negative impact on the lifting. So I've crossed that in.
That is actually my second question, because I didn't know how you felt about stretching. I mean, stretching is like one of those things that the jury is still out for me. I'm confused. Does it open me up for injury? Does it make me weaker in my lift, or is it better for me to stretch before I work out?
The correct answer is yes, yes, and yes. So here's the deal. Stretching is like one of those things that you can, what do you want to know? Do you want me to tell you back when? Yes. Because you can find the research that says it is, if it's good. What I think we need to think about, especially on a mask building program, is if there are some quality issues, if you're going to be sore a lot during a mask building program, you need to take some time to make it. Even if it's just emotional, it's like giving you a teddy bear. The foam rolling and the static stretching, even if it's just a workout teddy bear, that's good enough for me. Just something to make you feel better about yourself. And I'm not joking. When you've done high rep squats a couple times, it's emotionally hard to step on that rack again. You know?
Yeah.
So,
let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. You opened the door to another question just now, talking about high rep squats. We're talking today with Coach Dan John about his new book, Mass Made Simple. No, this is not for new priests who are learning how to do mass. This is actually about building slabs of muscle over us. A 6-week period. It's a short enough period of time for even someone with a thimble-sized brain like me to focus on. And you can get a copy of it at DaveDraper.com. I mean, it's under $20 for crying out loud. Crack the wallet open and buy a book, huh? We'll be right back. Is a Halidrol clone. Turnable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body. body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquibay technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Testcharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Testcharge has Taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Testcharge. Testcharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Testcharge. Testcharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Testcharge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and the fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LED Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their free line. Give them a chance to grow your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use for change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells. It's super.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Coach Dan Jones. We're talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple. And lots of other things that are on his mind. He's answering questions. Gracious. And I'm asking them, so most of them are probably stupid. But anyway, okay. We were talking about high-rep squats when we went into the break, Dan. What are your opinion of the breathing squat?
Well, you know, I know a lot of guys formalize it, and they start talking about the, you know, you got to take one, you got to take two, you got to take three. But I never thought it that way, because I figure after about 20, you'll figure out you need to breathe a lot. You know, I think high rep squats is one of the, you know, here's the thing, okay, let me add a little bit also to it. In a program where I'm going to put mass on you, I'm going to have you do a lot of high rep squats. But in the workout, probably only a third of them are really, really hard workouts.
Right.
It takes, for example, you know, I wrote an article a couple of years ago, my actual program, I put in a T-Nation, and people are asking, but why should I? I'm the lead guy. Why should I be doing, you know, a set of 30 with 95 pounds? I can do that easily. Well, you can easily, E-A-S-I-L-Y, easily, a set of 30, because you really have to teach your body to handle. It's not the weight, it's the time under load.
Yeah.
Do a set of 30, for example. It takes, you sneak up on easily on 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time under load.
Especially when a guy is used to busting out, you know, 5 or 8 reps in, you know, in 20 seconds.
Exactly. That's what happens is that a lot of guys will get under the 95 pounds, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Huh, that's nothing. This is going to be easy. Yeah, I know it's easy. Go ahead. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And of course, you know, 11 through 20 take a long time to say.
So is it acceptable if I want to do 20 reps that I take as many breaths as I need in between the reps once I get into the higher ranges?
Yeah, you have to make a little X with your fingers in front of you. It's a cost-benefit ratio when you do that.
Right.
Okay? So for every breath you take, which makes you feel better, that's also 2, 3, 4 more seconds under the load. Mm-hmm. So even though you're breathing and regenerating, you're also spending more and more time under load. So if you could figure out a way to do, 315 pounds for 30 reps, but only take one breath in between, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But guys like me need to take 6 or 7 or 8 gulps of air between reps, two and on.
Right. Okay. Right.
So it's kind of like kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of proposition there.
Right.
So I always, and the athletes I've worked with, by the way, if you're an athlete, this is an off-season program. Do not do this during the season. That's just silly.
Right.
But, the athletes I've worked with, that's one of the things that's come back and told me later on is that, what was weird was just the mental game of, you put your feet down and you go up and down. And you're there for a while. So you can, it's like someone can have a conversation when you started and there are 9 different topics away when you're done. And it's the time. It's really kind of an odd, freaky thing. But I believe in time for muscle growth. I mean, there's complexes too. I mean, for this math made simple. To make it simple, there's only one complex. But I like complexes because you pick up a bar, you do up to 6 different movements with it,
right.
And that bar is in your hand for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And that is what it makes the body go, wow, and grow. That's what makes the body react. What can happen is if you want to get extremely strong, but not get bigger, you keep your reps down to 2s and 3s. You, like, for example, in the deadlift, you deadlift it, then you drop the bar. You deadlift it, you drop the bar.
Right.
You will get scary strong doing that, but not build up a lot of mass.
And what do you think of that? What do you think of that? I mean, I've always wondered, how people fall on the side of this question. Is it more important to you to look strong or be strong? Where do you fall on that?
Be strong. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've got shameless upper arms compared to the guys that I've trained with, but I'd rather have a 600-pound deadlift than 21-inch upper arms.
Yeah, and now here's the thing, and just remember, so we got to fall back on the principle. The goal is to keep the goal of the goal. Now, if you're a high jumper, I don't want you to look strong. I want you to be strong and keep, we don't want a lot of mass on you. If you're a high jumper, if you're a hurdler, even a sprinter, you have to be kind of careful. Our sprinters are just ripped to, just ripped to shreds. Because they know that for every pound of body fat they're carrying, that's a pound of body fat they're carrying. I really push. Here's the other thing. Now, if I have a football team, and this is now, I'd love to do this. This is my 2 and 3 hour workshop. If you have a football player, it is important to me. Because if I weigh 310 pounds and just lean on you for 2 or 3 hours, you're gonna be tired.
Right.
And so mass, there are sports that you do need that odd combination of qualities that can just drive you crazy. And so that's why whenever people ask me a question, it's like my next TVD, I'm so excited about this darn thing, is that people ask me, how do I go through this process of helping somebody? It's like, I've had to reverse engineer how fast my brain thinks on this. Because you do it long enough, you throw out those little parts. But if you're a football player, I'm going to talk to you differently than I'm going to talk to a sprinter. Now, everybody knows that. Really? But then why do we have strength coaches giving sprinters football programs?
Interesting.
So I'm going to fall on the side, but now here's the hang on, sorry, Mal. Next thing we got all fired up here. But if you're a bodybuilder, if you make your living by
looking strong,
then I if you ask me for help, I mean, I might tell you that getting strong part of the year will carry over to, you know, it'll allow more intensity, you know, later. But you don't need to be strong. You just need to, you know, if, and I don't know how, I know modern bodybuilders are much more chemical than when I was coming out.
Right.
And they have all kinds of new tricks and stuff, and you can see through the mass and the bellies that things are different. But,
right.
But if that's your goal, for example, I was working with female fitness competitor not long ago, and she tells me straight up, I love these conversations, that she's had breast augmentation, and I'm cleaning up what she actually said.
Right.
But, you know, it's, you know, when you're working with somebody and they tell you they've had breast augmentation, it's always one of those things like, okay, thank you. I wouldn't say I'm uncomfortable with that long
But is it necessary for you to know that?
In her competition, it's a given. You have
right. And who cares anyway? As long as she has the type and size of breasts that the other women in the competition have, whether she was born with them or she bought them, it's really not necessary for you to know how she obtained them. As long as you're looking at her and going, okay, upstairs you look good like the other girls do, you know.
And it's interesting because, you know, that's the goal. If you want to compete in certain sports, certain activities, there's you know, there's kind of a price. There's a price at the front door, and there's certain things you're going to have to do, you know.
Dan, let me ask you a question. This is a six-week, which, by the way, again, I said it before, but this is really nice and short. I mean, a six-week plan, anybody could stick to for 6 weeks. I mean, a month and 2 weeks, really easy to do. Actually, it's not even a month and 2 weeks, because the average month is 4.33 weeks. But anyway, so you come out of this six-week plan, and you've had great success. Let's say in 6 weeks you put on 10 pounds of mass.
That's actually low from what I've been told. So
really?
Okay,
so you put on, what have you been told? So I'm going to use an accurate statement here. What have you been told? Give me an average.
15 to 20.
Okay, so in 6 weeks you put on 20 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have to wind out of it? Can you just go on for week 7 and week 8 and just keep doing it?
I would strongly suggest you, in the book I tell you week 7 is assessed. I would say on week 7 you sit down with pen and paper and then you look at what you learned about yourself. You look at, you know, for example, what are the nutritional tweaks that work for you, you know? Then what is your next important thing that you need to do? But you probably could do it again. In fact, Lorene wants me to actually go to week 8.
Right.
You know, and I'm fine with that. You know what? You'll be shocked how few workouts there are in those 6 weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
There are many weeks with only two workouts in a week.
And, you know, I'm starting to get that religion. Brooks Kubik has been on my show a couple of times. He's the author of Dinosaur Training.
Sure.
And he's a huge proponent. He says everybody trains too much. He says everybody I've ever met trains too much. You can get into the gym 2 or 3 times a week and put on amazing strength and mass. And, you know, so some of us are just compulsive trainers, maybe, huh? I guess, again, the goal needs to be keeping the goal. If your goal is to get stronger and bigger, then you know that you can do that more efficiently by training 2 times a week, then I guess you need to train 2 times a week and you need to check your ego at the door.
You know, I don't even know if maybe I've told you this before, but, you know, the late Bjorn Svensson, when I got really busy with life, he gave me a 2-day-a-week strength program. I threw the biggest XR that I ever had in my life. My joints felt, I was super strong in the gym. And, of course, the joke always is, it worked so well, I stopped doing it. Am I telling you, please, your listeners are hearing that now, Dan Jones says only work out 2 days a week. What I'm saying is sometimes you, especially in a mass program, if you work out 2 days a week this week and 3 next, that extra rest is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Now, someone looked at the book and said, actually, Dan, you work out, and they doubled the number of times you work out, but that's not true. The day before you do the squat workout, I ask you to do a recharge, which is like, if I'm looking at here, I see a couple kettlebells on my floor over here.
Right.
You do some easy goblet squats and easy swings. You do a little stretch. Maybe you do, do some kind of thing that makes you feel better. But I really think in a mass building program, you need to have the day before you work out, you need to kind of jingle and joshua around a little bit, kind of prime yourself up for the next
day. This is the perfect book for the average married guy. Look, honey, I can't mumble on today. I'm Ben Johnson. I have to rest. I have to grow, man. Come on. Give me a break.
That's it. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Now you should have me set up a voicemail set up just for guys who buy the book and tell their wives that they can't do any work around the house because Coach John said so. We're going to take a nice commercial break and we're going to wrap it up with Coach Dan John. If you want to get a copy of this book, you can go to DaveDraper.com. It's under $20. I'm sure it's going to be very satisfying to try this if you are interested in putting some muscle on this winter. Get busy. We'll be right back. Muscle and strength building agents. Now there's OneAndroRx. OneAndroRx is pharmaceutical grade 1-androsterone. It converts to 1-testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. OneAndroRx will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get OneAndroRx by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with OneAndroRx.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as Best Pre-Workout Product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. I never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beet isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need-to-build muscles N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Since you've been gone, I was gone for a little while. Did you miss me?
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. My guest this hour is Coach Dan John. Huge fan favorite whenever he's on the show. All right, so, Dan, the book also covers supplements, correct?
Well, yeah. I don't really...
I mean, I know you're not a big supplement guy, but there are a couple things that you're a staunch supporter of, one being fish oil, right?
I push fish oil. But I push fish oil for almost every American. I do talk about, taking protein powders. I talk about taking creatine, but that's one of the big things about the book. It's when you take it and how do you figure out whether it's working for you or not.
Right.
So, here's the thing. Everybody loves the shotgun. You go to GNC, you put your gold card down Tuesday, whatever that thing is, and you buy all this stuff. You shovel it in your mouth for 2 or 3 days. All of a sudden you have this burning eye ache, and which one was it? You don't know.
Right.
And I think one of the things that most people need to realize is that certain nutritional tweaks are going to work really, really well for you. And the same one that worked for you failed me miserably. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person or anything. It just means that everybody has just enough difference in the way they do. I mean, it could be anything. It could
right.
be. It could be genetic, but it could be the quality of the thing you're buying.
Right.
It could have been a batch, I was told one time. But there are bad batches that come up from these places.
Right.
I do talk about supplements, but please don't think this is new. The supplements, you really do need them on a bulk report program. You really do. I mean, it's not
why? Why?
Because you're really hitting the body with a lot.
Yeah.
If you honestly do the workouts over the 6 weeks, you'll see why you need the supplement.
Do you give people advice on how much food to eat? You take an approach of like calories per pound or grams of this per pound?
No, because the truth is I've never found anything that actually was. A lot of guys will do that in books and they'll pull off research, but I've never trusted any of that. I know that when you're in a bulking program, you have to eat. A lot.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, and it's like, I joke in the book about how when Vietnam Empire got me to put on 40 pounds in 4 months, I'd eat sandwiches before dinner. So I could eat 2 and 3 sandwiches between the time I came home and our family ate dinner, and that was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I was just.
And then you would eat dinner.
And then you
eat dinner. But you just said you were starving. When you're training hard, you're hungry all day long.
And the thing is, what happens with a lot of guys who are listening is they can't hear what you just said. They think they're training hard because they're in the gym for 2 or 3 hours. But trust me, if you're in the gym for 2 or 3 hours, you can't be training hard. If you do one set with 225 in the back squat for 50, that's going to take about maybe 2 to 3 minutes, you can't do that for 3 hours straight. You can't last 5 minutes and do that again. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't do complexes. You can't do, 2 hours of complex. You just can't do it.
Give me an example of a complex that you recommend that people do.
Oh, sure. Okay. With a light bar, do 8 deadlifts, followed by 8 power cleans, 8 front squats, 8 push presses, bring the balls down to your back, do 8 back squats, do 8 good mornings, and throw the bar on the ground.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, people probably think, it's only 8 reps, but, probably around the second movement, the third or fourth movement, you're probably exhausted already.
Well, you can hear that locomotive breathing.
Right.
And that's kind of one of the things you really want to do is, when I was growing up, they used to say that the oxygen, you oxygenate your blood. You know what? That's good enough for me because it certainly works. I know guys who do that are big and strong and huge.
Right.
Guys who don't do that, not so much. People are going to look at you strange in the gym if you do this program, but hey, 99% of people in the gym never make progress. So drunk pool, not looking like everybody else.
What about the lifty? You and I did a whole show on the lifty squat. Do you recommend people do those types of things?
Not for mass building.
No. Yeah.
For mass building, it's going to come down. This program is going to come down to three basic things: upper body strength, the complexes, and the squats. And there's no. It's not that you don't. You can. You can go out and do it, but you're going to kill your mass. You're going to kill your mass game. Do lifting the rest of your life. That's funny. I'm wearing my lifting shirt right now. You can do that stuff the rest of your life. In fact, if you're a football player, I would recommend that be the next thing you go to. You know, mobility work and lifting and things like that. Because, you know, it's not time to start taking that new size and, you know, making it part of the engine.
Just in case we have newcomers out there, go ahead and describe the squat that was inspired by the famous Olympic lifter, Lipinoff.
Well, it was that hammer. What you do is you do something like as simple as a front squat. You do a heavy weight. You do 5 reps, 8 reps with it. You put the bar down, or throw the bar down, is what I usually recommend, and then either Aaron sprint away.
Sprint away for 100 yards or 50 yards or something like that, right? All out sprint. Don't leave anything in the gas tank. You got to blast off.
You really want that kind of $1 million secret is to blast.
Yeah.
You just want to get. And the thing is, as I always say, when you notice it, slow down. And they say, well, what's it? And I'll just say, well, just try it. You'll know. And it's almost like you get hit. It's almost like you get tagged. It's like, oh, what was that?
Right.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it's. So that's what we've done in my backyard. Is usually it's about the 40-yard, 40-meter, 15-yard, 50-meter range. Somewhere in there, the athlete is obviously changing gears to a different system, and we don't want to do that in this particular thing.
Right.
Lipinoff supposedly did 400-meter runs. Other people have done. This, people told me all this stuff that's gone on for, you know, for my uses as a strength dude and power guy. We go to 50 meters, and that's about enough.
And also, Lipinoff, who was a hammer thrower, as you corrected me a moment ago, was amazingly strong. He used to front squat some ridiculous weight and then sprint away, right?
Yeah, it was 180 kilos, 396. Yeah. I used to shorthand it to 405.
So he used to front squat 405 for like 8 reps and then sprint away. I mean, you know, I always laugh when we talk about this guy because. That in and of itself was an amazing feat. Never mind, that was his workout. And I remember talking to you about it one time and saying, I saw them like, if I do the lifties, what should I move to? And he said to me, if you do the lifties, call me and I'll tell you if you still feel like doing another movement after that, we'll figure something out. And something like that. And that's like, true. I mean, that's putting the body under an amazing aerobic. A compound of stress is just amazing.
Well, and that's, you know, part of the problem I have is, you know, a lot of people read my work on the internet without any foundation at all. And so they always equate what I'm saying to, you know, to the super duper gym there in, you know, Egypt, Montana, you know, where the strongest guy there bench is 205, you know.
Right.
And when I'm talking about, you know, front squatting 405, it might take you the better part of 4, 5, 6 years to front squat 405.
Right.
And that's if you're a good athlete.
Right. And this guy was a hammer thrower. He had strength like an Olympic lifter, and he was a hammer thrower.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Listen, Coach John, we're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug the book again. The book is called Mass Made Simple. If you know anything about Dan Dunn, anything at all about him, you know that he never exaggerates. He doesn't puff. He's not going to write a book and load it with BS just to sell a book. If this book is anything like his last book, run out and buy it now before they run out of copies over at DaveDraper.com. The book is called Mass Made Simple. And it's under $20, so you need to get a copy of this book. And of course, Dan, we'll have you back on the show sometime in the future. Okay.
Really? I love talking to you. Every conversation we've had, we've always kind of gone into a good place, you know.
Yeah.
I always feel like we're real grounded when we talk, you know.
It's a good thing I found this as a living Dan. I don't know what I would have done otherwise. You know what? It's really funny because this morning I was sitting with my girlfriend, and I was reading out loud, and she said, and she was reading also, and she said to me, "Would you please be quiet? I can't concentrate. I'm trying to read." And I said, "You know, I always forget. I always think there's a microphone in front of me, and everybody wants to hear what I have to say." So thank God I do this for a living, because I don't know what I would do otherwise. Anyway, listen, Dan, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I hope everybody runs out and buys the book. And we will have everybody, we'll have another show tomorrow, obviously. But we want to also thank Pam Killeen for coming on and talking about fluoridated water and how bad it is for you. All right, Dan, take care, brother.
Thanks, sir. Talk to you soon.
Okay, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.